This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And this show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Green's Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, all the archives are available at KJJR.com. And we've been talking about having this gentleman on the radio. First time he's been on Focus on the Flathead. Let's welcome to the studio for Focus on the Flathead, Monty Clint. Monty, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
You are the director of Cruise Kalispell.
Yes, sir.
Just a week ago was the first anniversary of your first Cruise Kalispell.
Yeah, it's been a great year, and we're hoping to, you know, go on for several more years.
Well, that's great to hear. Before we get to all that and parades and all this fun that we're going to talk about, let's hear about yourself a little bit. Tell us about yourself.
Sure. I was born and raised in Kalispell. I'm an Evergreen kid, went to Evergreen School, graduated from Flathead High School. Born and raised, and I own a business here in Kalispell, and I just absolutely love this place and never want to live anywhere else.
What is your business?
I own Performance Heating and Air.
Performance, and how long has that been going?
Since late 2012.
Wow. What do you think of this big boom we're having right now in the industry?
Wow, it's amazing. I went through, 2008 when business just kind of took a nosedive, and then This is the complete opposite. There's so much building going on. It's excellent for us in the construction industry and those in real estate for sure.
Well, that's cool. How busy are you? I mean, have you had to hire new people, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think right now we're just under right around 15 people, but I'm always looking to hire. We have so much work that it seems like it's never ending.
Monty, thanks for being here. And, let's talk Cruise Kalispell first. How did that come about? And it came about at such a perfect time.
Right. It was during the lockdown, and my friend and partner, Jeremy Reese, he came up with the idea. I had seen something similar in Libby, and he texted me on Sunday night, and he's like, we should really just start cruising, get our friends, because we both have cars, and we know a lot of car people. There's a really big car culture around here, so I just thought that is an excellent idea. So we came in the next morning, and we got our office manager, Nicole, to start a Facebook page called Cruise Kalispell. That was on Monday. I believe by Friday we had 7,000 people, and then that cruise that night there was over 2,000 cars.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Were most of these classic cars, or could anybody join in on this?
Well, I actually encouraged everybody to come. I was like, this is a good time to get your family out. This is a good time to, it doesn't matter what car you have. We love all cars. So bring your family car, bring your van. And what was really neat is we had dump trucks, we had buses, we had Winnebagos, bikes, mopeds, all kinds of cars. People would bring their families out and just watch all the cool cars. Obviously there was a ton of really cool cars, but everybody just kind of came out to watch and see and participate. So it was really neat. It was not just about the fancy cool cars. It was about just getting out there and having fun.
Okay, I got to ask, because one thing you guys did really well is social media, and you had videos galore.
Right.
There were so many cool cars in these videos. Do you have a favorite or a most unique something that was in one of the parades that stands out for you?
Man, there was so much. One time, and I don't recommend this, there was a van with a bunch of people on top riding around. It was pretty crazy. Another time there was a van with the door open and there was an actual band playing inside.
Oh man.
And they had their sound system and everything. And every time they would go by, you could hear the music just jamming, and it was so cool.
What did the crowd think of that?
Oh, it was just, everybody just loved it. There were so many different things. People would dress up. I know there was a lady with like some weird tropical bird hanging out the side of her window. I joked at one point that, there were so many things going on. I joked that there was everybody there. There was even a chicken riding a moped, because it was that weird. It was that cool.
And you didn't have any standards. Like, you got to have this kind of car. It was just anybody could come.
Yeah. Everybody's invited. If you love cars, if you love cruising, if you love the community, just come out and have fun.
And you had one last week. This is very cool. It's still going.
Yeah, the 1 year anniversary, we're planning on, keeping it going. We always like to, help out the community in whatever way we can. And this is just kind of my passion. I love cars. I love seeing other cool cars. I love car shows. So it's just something that I really have a good time doing. So yeah. I'm going to continue to do it.
That is so cool. And this is kind of changed into a whole other facet of your life. All of a sudden you're involved in parades, and we're going to be talking about that in just a few minutes, because parades are coming into an end with the Kalispell Chamber. So we'll tell you how this happened in our second half here. You're listening to Monty Clint. He's the director of Cruise Kalispell. He's the owner of Performance Heating and Air. And we're going to be back with our second half and talk more about it in just a few minutes. A Focus on the Flathead brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be right back right here on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
You're listening to Focus on the Flathead. Ross Strouser here, part two. And happy weekend, everyone. This show brought to you weekly by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. If you want to find the archives, any past shows, it's so easy. Get to KJJR.com. Welcome back, Director of Cruise Kalispell, Monty Clint. Thanks again, Monty, for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Great to hear the history of how Cruise Kalispell came about and really evolving into something very, very cool. Now, we did a story just a couple of weeks back about Kalispell Chamber unable for various reasons to do these iconic parades in Kalispell. And you all have decided to take that over. And I think there's a lot of people that want to say thank you to you and your organization.
Yeah, it was. It just seemed wrong for the parades to go away. A lot of people really enjoy the parades and they love bringing their kids there. And I had a few people reach out to me and literally say, you know, I really wanted to bring my kid to that parade, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really kind of in our wheelhouse to be able to do this with the other events that we put on. So, we just decided that we can do this. And so we're going to give it a shot. And, we've had a lot of help from the chamber. They gave us their parade playbook that kind of, you know, gives us the basics of everything. And then we've had a bunch of people from the community reach out and want to help.
Does it take a lot of money to put on a parade?
Yeah, actually, one of the issues is, I don't know if it's due to COVID, but one of the issues is the event insurance is a lot higher than used to be. So we're looking at probably between maybe closer to $3,000 for each parade, for insurance. And then we have to pay for permits with the state and the city, as well as traffic control, cleanup, porta potties. So that's, you know, where we've reached out and we have sponsorships available through cruisekalispell.com where you can help us. We also have your entry form through cruisekalispell.com, or you can email us at cruisekalispell@gmail.com and we can send you those forms.
That is so cool. So you have three parades in mind,
right,
to begin with. Do you think you might expand this even further in the future, or what do you think?
We'll see. We'll see how the first three go. I think it's going to go pretty well. We have some pretty good ideas. And we're actually, you know, with Cruise Kalispell, one of our things that we always have on the agenda is we try to help local 501c3s.
Yeah.
So with each parade, any excess in the budget is going to go back into the community. So for the 4th of July parade, we are going to be raising money for the Veterans Pantry. For the Fair Parade, we are going to be helping the Sheriff's Posse as well as 4-H. Mm-hmm. And then the Christmas Parade, we're going to help the Salvation Army.
That is great. And the three parades, I forgot to ask. Go ahead and tell us about that.
The 4th of July parade is Sunday, 4th of July at noon. The Fair Parade, we're still lining up that date. It's usually the Friday before the fair. And then the Christmas Parade, we'll have probably a week or two before Christmas.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. And so when people are thinking about these parades, you got to go back to your Cruise Kalispell experience.
Right.
And all that you've learned from that to put these on.
Yeah, like you said, we've really become an experience with social media. So that's one of the platforms that I think is going to help with the parade.
Yeah.
We have 12,000 members on Cruise Kalispell. So we have a pretty big reach to try to get the information out there. And then, of course, this helps as well to try to get the word out. So I think it's pretty much in our wheelhouse, and then we're going to kind of make the parade, it's going to be a traditional parade, but have hot rods as well and cool cars and cool floats. And I think it's going to be a really great time.
Geez, that was just going to be my next question. Are you going to change anything up? And that's a great addition.
Yeah. We have several individuals with really cool cars. I believe Glacier Street Rod Association is going to participate. There should be something for all ages, yeah. I think.
Well, who doesn't like to see a classic car or a fully restored automobile coming down the street?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite things.
Well, you got to get some announcers along that parade.
Yeah.
And we have a whole building full of announcers here.
Yeah. We're going to have announcers all the way up and down the road.
That is so cool. So, so parades in the future, could you be adding to this list?
I guess we'll think about it. There is, the one thing that we're not doing is maybe the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah.
And there's a couple others, but like I said, there is an expense to it. So it's kind of what's in the budget, how well it goes, how much support we have from the community. I guess the more support from the community, the more parades we'll be able to put on.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people happy about what you're doing. I mean, it's just something that we need. And if this pandemic stretches on at all, I'm going to be happy to be out there too. So this is very good. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah. We just think it's necessary. People have had so many restrictions and so many things taken away that we don't need any more taken away. So we just want to keep things going the way they're supposed to.
Let's get that website out there again and ways to contact you if you want to be a part of this whole thing and give too. I mean, you got, again, ways to sponsor.
Right. Our website is cruisekalispell.com, and there is a place on there for parade tab, and you can go to that and either sign up for sponsorship. We have different levels that we'll offer advertising for. And then there's also the entry form on cruisekalispell.com where you can enter. It's $25 to enter into the parade for any float or group or whatever you want. And you can also email us at cruisekalispell@gmail.com.
That is Monty Clint. He's our guest today, director of Cruise Kalispell, now taking on the big job of the 4th of July Fair Week Parade and Christmas Parade. And we hope to have you back again to see how this all goes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
He's also the owner of Performance Heating and Air. Got to get that in there one more time. Our sponsors are Reed Rivers Bank of Montana, Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be back next week with another Focus right here on KJJR. Happy weekend, everyone.